Hey guys, this is Andrew with the Utah Jazz podcast. And the Jazz go 1-1 against the back-to-back Portland Trailblazers game, which is ridiculous. Jazz should have won both of these games, and they failed to do that. Jazz win the first game pretty well. Defensive, it was okay. You know, it wasn't like Jazz didn't play great defense in that game, but Blazers didn't play great offense, so kind of hand in hand, Jazz get a win by 10, holding the Blazers to 77 points or 76 points in that game. Tonight, the Jazz go up by 10 in the third quarter and then failed to do anything right from there on fourth. And let me get the stats coming up, but I mean, it was just ridiculous. Jazz called a timeout. Jazz, you know, Foy had just hit his fifth three pointer, or the Blazers called a timeout after Foy hit that fifth three-pointer, and then they come back. Foy has two wide-open three-point looks. Two open looks that you're looking, okay, that's dead on, and he misses both of them. And in retrospect, the Jazz loses game 105-99. You're like, well, those two three-pointers that were wide open, that loses us the game right there. I mean, you look at that, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But you look at the defense. The Jazz let the Blazers shoot 51% from the field, 56 from three, 25 assists, 49 rebounds, and they still turn the ball over 16 times, and they still beat you. Jazz shoot 43% from the field, 81 from the free throw line, 42 from three, 24 assists, and only 37 rebounds and 5 turnovers. 5 turnovers, great! But what do? They can't score, they don't play defense, and there's no effort. No effort whatsoever. I mean, it was just pathetic. I mean, it was a pathetic game after that about 5 minute mark in the third quarter. Five minutes left in the third quarter, the Jazz just stopped. And they just stopped playing the way they did. They were up by 10 and they stopped playing like that. They started playing like, oh, we won this game already. And guess what happened? When you play like that, you lose the game. So Marvin had a brilliant game. I mean, he started off amazing. All his points were in the first half, 7 of 13 from the field, 15 points, 6 rebounds, two assists, and 2 steals. Really should have had a third steal, but the refs screwed us over on that one. Paul Millsap played a great game, 7 of 16 from the field, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal. Al Jefferson started off great in the first half, didn't play very well in the second half. 6 of 13 from the field, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, which were all in the first quarter, and 1 block, 12 points. Randy Foy was awesome, 6 of 12 from 3, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 3 assists and 2 steals to go along with that. 6 of 12 from 3. Now, he had 2 wide open threes that he missed, and you're looking at that, you're like, how do you, I mean, they were like dead on, wide open. I mean, there was nobody within 10 feet of him, and he missed 2 in a row. And you're thinking, okay, you know, he makes those 2, the Jazz, you know, Jazz win, and or it's a completely different game. But he misses those 2, and the Blazers just go on a huge run, going at like a 15 to, I think it was like 15 on. They cut that Jazz 10-point lead down to 0 in no time, and then they took the lead real fast. Jazz ended up tying it up a little bit later, but then couldn't keep it, couldn't get going, and it was just completely pathetic the way the Jazz played in those last 15 minutes of the game. I mean, it was just completely pathetic. I mean, no effort on defense, no effort anywhere, and it's, you're looking at that and you're like, why? Why was there no effort? There was no, they didn't want that game after with 15 minutes left in the game. They did not want that game, or they would have won it. This is the game you're thinking, okay, this back-to-back, you win these 2 games. First off, you put space between you and Portland. And the Portland Trailblazers were originally a game and a half. I think they were only a game and a half behind the Jazz. I think it changes now. I'd have to go back and look. But I think they were a game and a half behind the Jazz. And then we win last night, and the Jazz go up 2.5 or something. Where's the standings? Let's see. Jazz currently are a game and a half ahead of the Blazers. So last night, the Jazz went up 2.5 games, and then you come back and you lose this one. You go back to game and a half. I mean, you win this game. You win 2 games in a row against them, and you go up 3.5 games on them. I mean, that's huge. Right now, you're only half a game ahead of Portland. I mean, that would have cut the lead from, you know, I mean, Jess would have been close. I mean, not closing in on Denver, but Jess would have been 27-21, would have six games over 500. I mean, that's huge. Jess now dropped to only four games above 500, and that's huge. Because I think the Jazz, I think it's just have like 10 more games left of their big homestand, and they should have gotten, they should be getting nine games over 500 easy. With all these home games, they should be and I know this is a road game, but I mean, this is a road game you should win. I mean, this is completely no effort. You're much better than Portland. I mean, Portland is a better team than they were last year just because of Damian Lillard, but I mean, this is a game that you must win because you are better than them. And there's no reason you should have lost this game. You go up by 10 in the third quarter. How do you not hold that lead? You continue to play the defense you've been playing all game. You continue to play the offense you've been playing all the game. And you continue to rebound. And that was a huge thing. The Jazz got killed on the rebounds. Killed! Jazz had 37 rebounds. 27 defensive rebounds. What the crap. You look at Portland. Portland had 10 offensive rebounds. 10 offensive. That's unacceptable. I mean, and how many of those were, you know, second chance points that they got? I'll have to look it up because it doesn't show it on the Jazz website, which is ridiculous. It doesn't even show it on ESPN, so I can't tell you, but I could tell you it's, you know, a good amount with second chance points, and I have no idea why it doesn't show up, but it's kind of stupid. But Jazz only had 5 turnovers, and Portland only scored 16 points off of their 16 turnovers. That's okay. It's not good. But you know, I mean, you only commit 5 turnovers and you still lose the game. I mean, that's pathetic. 5 turnovers and you still lose the game. Oh, that's because you give up 10 offensive rebounds. 10 offensive rebounds. And then you let them shoot 52% from the field. They're 51%. They hit 10 three-pointers. I mean, the Jazz did not get to the free throw line tonight. The Blazers had 17 fouls compared to the Jazz 22. Now, couple of that's a little skewed because the Jazz were fouling in the end, but that the Jazz were down by 3. Marvin tips the ball away from Thompson or whatever his name is. Hickson, not Thompson. J.J. Hickson, and they called a foul. They showed the replay. Marvin clearly got all ball on that, and they call a foul. Jazz were down by 3. I mean, Marvin would have been down the court, breakaway, dunk. 1-point game. That's completely different with the fact that... Yeah. There was another part in the game. The Jazz took... I don't know if it was 8, but it seemed like 8. It was probably around 6 to 8 18-foot or 18-plus foot jump shots. It was like 6 to 8 in a row. Jazz just came up the court. They worked it around a little bit. They kind of got it down, then they shot it back out and shot a 3-pointer or a deep 2. 6 to 8 times in a row, you do that, and then finally, and you're whatever, the next possession after all that, you go to Al, and he scores for you. I mean, Jazz did not score it on that until Al. And that was in the third quarter when the Blazers went on their run. So, during that, I'm thinking to myself, why are they not going to the post? You know, I know Al didn't have a good night, but that's because they didn't go to him. They didn't, I mean, he took 13 attempts. He's usually around 16 to 18 attempts. He didn't get very many touches in that second half. He really didn't. He didn't get very many attempts. I mean, most of his, I think he had like 6 points or... may have been 8. 8 points, 5 assists, and 6 rebounds in the first half. And then he ended up with 12 points. I mean, that just shows it right there. Come on. That's just unacceptable. You cannot take that many jump shots in a row two of those before he missed threes, and then all of a sudden would take a bunch more jump shots because we're not making them, instead of going to the post where that's the Jazz's bread and butter. And it all comes back to what we did last year. The Jazz were like number two in the league in points in the paint, maybe number three, but we were scoring 48 points a game in the paint. This year, we're nowhere near that. We're like, I think we're like 38, 37, 38. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous, actually. And it's not what you want. I mean, the Jazz, you know, you want the Jazz to be working in the paint like they did last year. Then you add the three-point shooting in, then you can kick it out. So your points in the paint will go down, but it should not go down by 9 or 10 points a game. I mean, that's pathetic. That's way too much. That's way, way, way too much. Let's see. I mean, I can't even find the points in the paint. I mean, the Jazz were, you know, points in the paint last year was huge for the Jazz, and I know it's around like 38, 37 this year, and it's 48 last year. So, I mean, points in the paint should go down around 5, about 4 or 5, but you know, you got to keep that down, or not down, but you got to keep going down in the post. And then pass it out. The Jazz are not doing that this year. The Jazz, I mean, when Mo Williams was in, I mean, he would just come up the court and take a three-pointer. I mean, and it's not like, you know, he was great at him. He was good. But it's just not what you want. You want to get into the offense. If you have a wide-open shot, of course, take it. But you get it in the post to Al or Paul, whoever you have in the post. You start passing down. Come the double team, then you pass out for a wide open three, pass it around, whatever. Don't just try and find the three-pointer. You want to still score 43 points in the paint and hit, you know, 5 3-pointers, 6 3-pointers a game. I mean, that'd be perfect. But the Jazz are, you know, the Jazz are either not taking three-pointers in a game or they're not going the post, and most of the time it's both. You know, they're not taking threes they should be taking, and they're not going into the post like they should, and they're just taking, you know, 15-foot jump shots. I mean, it's not what the Jazz should be doing, and this is why they're not as good as I expected them to be, because you add in, you have them score 43 points a game in the paint, and then you add in, you know, I mean, where are the Jazz even in 3-point makes a game? I know we're pretty low because we don't take a huge amount. Oh, I guess we do. I guess we do say take 6 a game. But when we take 17. But, I mean, 17, I mean, in the league, that's very low. I mean, like the Blazers, I mean, they're like one of the biggest 3-point, you know, attempts shooters in the game. And they're like 28th, or not 28th, but 3rd. They're 28th in percentage, but I mean, I don't think the Jazz should take 20. I think the Jazz should be taking around 23. Take 23 a game, maybe you get 7 3-point makes. The Jazz are at 6.1 makes a game, which is actually more than I thought they were making. But I think the more problem is the Jazz do not go to the paint enough, and you make 6 a game. I mean 6 a game is pretty good. I mean, that's 18 points from threes. And then if you were to have 43 points in the paint, I mean, there's the majority of your points right there. And then you look at, I mean, the Jazz take a lot of 2-point attempts, you know, a game. And, I mean, outside of the paint, and that's what you do not want. So, anyways, kind of a long rant, but, you know, sometimes it's deserved. But, you know, the Jazz should have won this game. Jazz should have won 2 in a row on this, but Jazz come back home against the Kings in a couple of days. I can't remember exactly which day. I want to say it's Monday. I think it's Monday. Pull it up right now. Yep, Monday. Monday at 7 against the Kings, and that's going to be a tough game because the Kings match up very well against Jazz. unfortunately. So that's going to be a very tough game for the Jazz. And then after that, we got the Bucks coming in who are playing pretty well. And then Bulls after that, all with the day in between. And then on, we got Chicago home, and then we go to Sacramento on Saturday, the Friday-Saturday game. And then we're back home on Tuesday for Oklahoma City. So if the Jazz can, finish off and just win all these home games that we got coming up, and we've got three home games and then a road game, and then home, away, home, away, home, home. And our last home game finish up again is against Charlotte on March 1st. But if the Jazz can win all their home games in February, I mean, that'd be fantastic. I mean, that'd be huge. Finish off and, get around 9 games above 500 by March, and then Jazz just need to go 500, win half of their games for the rest of the season, and I mean they're looking very good. So anyways, that's it. That's all I got for you. Jazz are still in that 7th spot. We're still half a game ahead of the Rockets, so we better be able to get that home win against Sacramento. But anyways, that's it. That's it for the Utah Jazz podcast. Thanks for listening and have a great day.